Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Kill this.
Birdie num num.
Hello.
Birdie num num. Birdie num num.
What's up, ladies and gents, and welcome back to another episode of the Birdie Num Num Podcast. Sanjay Maniktala here. Having a good week, a really good week, and I hope you also are having a wonderful week. Today I want to talk about something that really one of you tweeted to me again, so keep those ideas coming. I know I asked a lot of you for some ideas last week, but then somebody randomly asked me to tweet about this. And basically, you know, being in toxic relationships and having arguments and that sort of thing. And why is it that a lot of people deal with this? So we always have a nice open dialogue, you and I. And I want to talk about something with regards to relationships and men being like, and women, but men being like, oh God, dude, she's freaking psycho, dude. She's freaking psycho. I've been guilty of this in my life. Oh, she's freaking nuts, bro. She just demands attention all the time, bro. And she just expects me to call her back when she calls me, bro. And look, women are crazy and men are crazy too, okay? All of us are irrational in relationships. And that's what I want to talk about today. Specifically, why is it that a lot of us miss the ball and continue to miss the ball on getting on our partner's wavelength? And it's really quite simple. One of you asked me how to deal with a difficult relationship. Well, I'm going to tell you something, okay? You know those people who are constantly like, we've just been through so much and we've survived and we've gotten through the hard times. This is not family where yet, okay? This is not a family where you have no choice. Like, if your relationship is way more effort than it's worth, what are you holding on to? And I know it's been a long time. I know you're getting older, but you're literally doubling down on a losing bet, okay? I'm not a relationship counselor, but hear me out. My personal advice for a lot of people who are in difficult, hard, honest relationships, okay, is, you know, a lot of times you'll see people like, I'm just gonna flat out say it, okay? Because that's the title of the episode anyways, you know what it is. If there's no respect in your relationship, there's really no other point to continue, okay? I know that's a heavy-handed statement, but trust me, everything, it sounds cliche, it sounds auntie-like, but trust me, we have a nice open dialogue, you and I, every week on the Birdie Num Num podcast, and I need you guys to listen. If there's no respect between you and your partner, I don't care if you're 15, if you're 30, if you're 50, if there is no respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, as Aretha Franklin used to say, then there's no point being in it. Let me explain, okay? A lot of times, okay, you know, when you're younger, when you're in your 20s, all guys want to do is they want to hook up, right? And they'll be like, bro, she's a dancer, bro. Or bro, she's like a model, bro. Or like, bro, she's like an actress, bro. And the guys are actually interested in the aura of all of that, right? The fact that this girl has 10,000, 100,000, 1 million Instagram followers. She's like a bikini model and all that sort of stuff, okay? Now, I know this is going to sound weird, but he's not looking at that girl for her. Or, as the saying goes, nobody gets a six-pack to share it with one person, right? And ladies who go after the freaking Ken doll, Barbie doll, beach blonde, Goa blonde dude or whatever, let's be honest, you don't really respect that guy either, right? Like, a lot of times, you know, you're infatuated by what the person is outside of who they really are. You know, everything on the outside, the physical appearance, the career, or the aesthetics, whatever it might be, but there's no real respect there. And you know this because then when you start dating and they're complaining about their job at some social media agency, or they're complaining about their job at, you know, some marketing department or customer service or whatever, you're like, yeah, yeah, big deal. My stuff is way more important. And then you don't listen to them. And then they know you're not listening. And then they realize you don't care, or they think you don't care. And that ends up becoming like a lot of fights and a lot of arguments. Like, so many people get into relationships, present company included, not now, now I'm married, thank God, worked out really well, but I'm saying so many people get into the wrong relationships for the wrong reasons because we have no choice, because not a lot of people realize that initially you're just happy that you got your foot in the door. You're just happy somebody wants to touch you, if you know what I mean. Ladies and gents, I get it, okay? I totally understand. But we are in a time right now, 2019, where most people, maybe not most people, but a lot of people. I did a show last night in Chennai. Show was awesome, dude. Like, so much fun. And, you know, people came up to me and they're like, dude, I love your podcast. And I was shocked because my videos do better than my podcast. But they were like, no, you're making sense. Please continue. And these are people that look like, not all of them, but like some of them, I'm surprised because you would think, and I'm just being superficial. Like, I literally looked at this couple and I thought they had gotten an arranged marriage. They were like above 40 something. And, you know, dressed in like traditional ethnic wear, as we say, even though, what do you call Indian clothes in India? Clothes, okay? But they're like, we love your podcast. And I was like, you look like the Tam Bram in my Accenture office that, you know, was scandalized when I was holding a beer. And now you're telling me that podcast about, you know, how his mother is like messing with you. Like, it was great. I was just so happy. And I realized we are all in the same boat. Don't judge a book by its cover. But I digress. But, okay, somebody was telling me yesterday or the day before, like, yes, dude, like everybody now in India is going through the various phases of relationships and craziness and bro, she's just crazy or oh, he's just so crazy. And that's where it comes from. It's not that women are inherently crazy. Some of them are. Okay. And it's not that men are inherently assholes. Some of us are, okay? And if you are in that situation, I think you'll know it before you even get into it because you'll literally just call her after 10 minutes and she'll be like, where the hell are you? And you're like, whoa, we haven't been around. We haven't been dating long enough for you to freak out at me for disappearing for 5 minutes while I was working, you know? So a lot of this stems down from, it's so simple, but nobody's ever talking about it. It's respect, dude. If you are dating somebody and you know in your heart of hearts, like you think your job is way cooler because you're like an Infosys, Microsoft advertising guy or something or the other, and you just think all your problems are way more valid. But when she complains about her work, you're like, yeah, yeah, what does it matter? We're just going to get married. Or yeah, yeah, your job is, you can get another job anywhere else. Who cares if your boss is giving you drama? Like, but when it's our problems, we want the full attention because we don't respect that person, so we don't put them on equal footing. And they don't realize that we don't respect them. They just think that we don't care. Like, here's how, have you ever noticed that some people in relationships can, like some guys and girls can speak to each other once a day, you know, because they're both at work and they're both handling stuff, or one is taking care of the kids and one is at work and they are both doing their thing, and the wife respects the husband because he's out making money, or vice versa, and the husband respects the wife because she's taking care of the other stuff, you know, and there's a mutual understanding, and there's no, and there is respect, and then there's no, like, where the hell were you? Why didn't you answer me? Da 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 da. But when there isn't respect, right, when that guy or girl doesn't really think that that person has, like, a stable job, or that they shouldn't be answering them, or that, I mean, I don't know, whatever, cooking or eating or like, and respect comes in all forms, dude. Okay. Like, there's so many, what I had talked about, I had written something down that I wanted to talk to you about. Yes, yes, yes. There's so many ways you can have respect. All right. So I hope you guys are still with me, but basically there's personal respect. All right. So sorry, rewind. There is professional respect, which we've already talked about. If you don't think that person, like, you know, you might have started dating some, like, airline stewardess, and then you're, like, some corporate guy, and let's be honest, your job is a lot of fluff also, all right? So one thing I hate about corporate people is, like, just because you got into this big company doesn't mean, dude, big companies, like, once you get in, you can literally find your corner and do nothing for, like, years and years, or just get by on an hour or two of work. And then people act like such hot shit because, oh, I'm a senior manager at Deloitte. And yeah, but you're on freaking Amazon all day shopping for stuff. And I know this because every time we come home, there's like a million things. And like, you're literally just coasting and you're happy that you're making 30 lakhs a year doing nothing. So am I projecting my insecurities on people? Okay. So, let's say the guy or the girl is this in that profession, and then the person they're dating, guy or girl, is like an airline stewardess. Even if they have a good relationship, even if things are valid, the person who's like in the slightly more, you know, respected position, or slightly more society looked up upon position. Ironically, the airline stewardess is not the looked up upon position, even though we're looking up. Like, that person is never gonna have the benefit of the doubt. Like, if they want to go on vacation, it's going to have to be when the office guy wants to, or the office girl wants to go. So there's professional respect. So if you're about to get into a relationship with somebody, or you are dating somebody and you don't, and you think their job is a bunch of BS, I'm just telling you, dude, that's going to be problems down the road. So I don't know if that means your person gets a better job or you just try to forget about it, but I think you need to recognize that, because that's going to hold you back in a lot of ways. Because as we all know, when y'all are both at home having dinner together, if you don't care about his or her problems at the office, that's going to carry on into your personal life, which is my second point, why respect is so important. A lot of times, a lot of guys, a lot of girls, we've all been there. Like, you date somebody and, you know, this is the ironic part about relationships is, wow, he was such a player. He was such a playboy. Or, oh man, she's so hot. And she used to date my buddy, or she used to date so-and-so, but now she's single. And look, man, like, one thing I don't think gets talked about enough in India, which is very difficult for a lot of people in the new generation of love marriages and the Desi dating scene, because white people, they've been doing it forever. You know, they have stepbrothers and stepsisters and second marriages and third marriages. But in Indian society, or in Desi society, it's still, there's still no instruction manual to, like, meeting her ex, or like having her meet your ex, or like being cool with the fact that, yeah, like, I used to do this joke that, like, I'm freaking annoyed. How could you date somebody 7 years ago before I knew you? Like, you should have known you had met me. But a lot of times people bring history into the picture, which ultimately ends up ruining the respect angle. You know, if your guy was too much of this, or if your girl was too much of that, and then you hold on to that and you can never let that baggage go, you keep bringing it up and you keep saying, but you dated so-and-so, or how could you, or you, da-da-da. And that stuff really takes its toll. I've been there. I'm sure a lot of you have been there. And if it's something you think, oh, as my battery cuts out on my camera, and if it's something you think you can let go of, all good. But if it's something you know deep down is just pissing the shit out of you and making you burn, that's not stuff you can change, dude. This is not the Terminator, John Connor. Okay, you can't go back. Dude, that would be that would be so funny, dude, if there was like a could you imagine, like, the Terminator, or like some, like, time travel movie where, like, I am John Connor and I want to go back before she meets her ex-boyfriend, and then she will meet me instead. And then, like, whatever, dude, that'd be really funny if there was a time travel movie where freaking you try to go back and, like, knock out all the exes before you. But then would she really meet you? Because here's the beauty also of people having baggage. Baggage is also a good thing, because it's carrying the stuff that you say you need to take with you, as bad as that sounds, right? Like, if that person didn't have that bad relationship, I always say on my podcast that even the toxic, crazy relationships, they may not teach you what you want, but they'll teach you what you don't want. So, you know, if you are dating somebody and you can't let go of their baggage or their history or their exes or whatever, it's meaning you don't respect them for making their mistakes and their choices, which led them to you, bro or sis or whoever, right? So remember, like, because of that, you are where you are. So if you really like them, chances are you still respect them, and you're going to let that be fine. But if you don't, and it's just going to keep coming up over and over and over again, then who are you deluding, dude? Stop wasting your time, stop wasting her time, or vice versa. And the third thing, the last thing I want to talk about with regards to respect. Guys, also, please do message me or comment me. Tell me if I'm off. Tell me, you know, this podcast is growing a lot. Of even at the airport yesterday, really sweet, I posted about it. This girl, Siri, it was so funny. Like, we took a selfie video because she was like, I'm a fan of your podcast. I was like, hey, I'm here with Siri. And then every time I tried to play that on my phone, my Siri ended up being activated, like, all the time. So, dude, if you want to prank somebody, send them a WhatsApp video if you know they have an iPhone, and just be like, hey, Siri, hey, Siri, hey, Siri. And they won't be able to even turn your video off, because their Siri will still be getting activated. And holy crap, my Siri just got activated right now. So that is freaky. Could you guys hear that? Oh my goodness, dude. Trippy. All right, stop it. Turn off Siri. Anyways, the last thing I want, what if it ends up Googling my next, like, segment of the podcast? The last thing I want to say with regards to respect, and man, I have not shaved today because I was in Chennai all weekend, and apparently you can't shave. No, I'm joking. I was just lazy. The last thing I want to say with regards to respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, You know what's funny about Indian society, Desi society, and pretty much, I don't think white people do this. I know Asian people probably do, but even though we're all woke and even though we're all like caste system is like outdated or whatever, family respect will still come into it. You know what I mean? Like if you're, dude, even if you're like an Infosys engineer climbing out of growing up being poor when you were younger to now making $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $100,000 a year, 30-40 lakhs a year, whatever, and your wife is like, or your girlfriend is like the daughter of a rich doctor or vice versa, as always, that respect also will come into play at some point, whether it's paying for wedding stuff or whether it's when, you know, they want to buy a house and you don't want to get such a big house because you think, you know, you're more minimal and this and that. And even our family stuff, by no fault of any of your own, you know, or maybe they're an army person and you're not an army, but you're a corporate person, or they grew up in this part of town and you grew up in that part of town, even family stuff comes into it. So like, why are relationships so difficult? Why are relationships these days so toxic? Why can somebody speak like, relationships are, I know it's cliche to say, but they're quality over quantity, but getting to that base level of quality is very difficult. Why is it that some guys and girls are on the phone fighting with each other all day and it means nothing because they just keep on fighting, whereas another couple can literally chat once a day, come home, have a great meal, watch a movie, have a great conversation, and that's it, because those people respect each other and there's a mutual understanding there, whereas the other ones don't, and they're obviously constantly trying to one-up each other or kind of chip away at each other's accomplishments or do these things. And like, I don't understand. There's something wrong with society right now where for some reason, more and more people find themselves in toxic relationships. And I don't know what that is. Is it insecurity? Is it we just take the first thing we can get? Is it that we just don't want to be alone because everyone else, it seems like they're not alone, but they're all in toxic relationships, dude? Dude, somebody should do a Facebook quiz, like nine signs, you know, your relationship might be toxic. And they should have like the boyfriend and the girlfriend or the two partners each take the quiz with like a anonymous like thing and just make sure that, make sure it's accurate, dude. Because I mean, family, professionally, personally, all these things ultimately are a big part of respecting the person. So I don't have a solution to getting out of a toxic relationship. I don't have a solution if you're in a bad relationship, how to fix it, because everyone is different. It might be jealousy. It might be insecurity. It might be, you know, just maybe they are crazy. I have no idea. But ultimately, dude, if there's not respect, and don't delude yourself, okay? If you are starting to date somebody and you guys are sitting at Starbucks or Coffee Day or the bars every night, that shit is going to get old very fast, all right? Real relationships are being able to hang out, being able to wake up, being able to watch the same stuff, eat the same stuff, live together. And if you don't, I'm not saying I could see myself with you forever on the second date and like scare the shit out of her. I'm just saying you should know. And if you find yourself rolling your eyes and you just want to hook up with that person and then you think you're just going to see where it goes, bro, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're in a serious relationship with somebody you were never really enthusiastic in the first place, there's probably one thing missing, and that is respect, okay? So I respect you guys enough to know that some of you are smart. Most of you are smart enough to understand what I'm talking about. And I hope, let me know your thoughts about this. And please, all right, don't delude yourself. If you're with somebody, make sure you respect them. And if you don't respect them, find a way to get there, or otherwise find a way to get out. So that's all I got to say. And it's not a bad thing, right? If you're not the one being respected, or if you don't think you're respected either, number one, you know, improve yourself, because that's obviously something that's constant on this podcast and in general. You know, I'm a big fan right now of not Netflix and chilling, but e-learning and chilling and pod. Dude, I listen to a podcast. I was wrapping it up, but I'm going off on a tangent. I listened to a bunch of podcasts on the flight yesterday from Chennai. And like, dude, it was just, I was like, wow, I used to just listen to a bunch of crap music. But now I feel like, oh crap. I mean, I'm listening to stuff. I'm staying busy, but I'm feeling a bit more productive. So I respect you guys. I hope you respect me. Please do let me know if you enjoyed this podcast. Please do send me your suggestions and please do write and review. I would love it if you guys put a review out on Spotify, on Stitcher, on Amazon, on not Netflix, sorry, on iTunes. Apple users, please do drop a review and let me know. I respect you, and thanks so much, guys. Birdie num num. Birdie num num. A birdie num num.